It's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, podcast editor here at CoinDesk, along with our senior markets reporter, Brad Cowan. This show is a news rundown to help you save time while staying informed on the crypto industry and shouldn't be confused with investment advice. And now, the news.
Bitcoin, after an impressive 20% rally so far in January, now appears to be struggling to chart new highs. The price was off about 1% on Wednesday to $8,635. CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that bullish patterns are appearing in the latest price charts, but for now, the oldest and largest cryptocurrency appears trapped in a range between roughly $8,500 and $8,800. Traders are waiting for the next breakout.
Turning to our top story today, in the latest blow for Facebook's proposed cryptocurrency, Libra, the British telecommunication conglomerate Vodafone has pulled out of the project. Vodafone says it will refocus on its digital payment service, M-Pesa, which it plans to expand beyond the six African nations currently served. Vodafone joins PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, eBay, and Stripe in withdrawing from the stablecoin project so far.
In related news, some members of the cryptocurrency community appear to be closing ranks around their favorite instant messaging app, Telegram. The Blockchain Association, a U.S. advocacy group representing crypto-focused companies including Coinbase, Circle, 0x, and Ripple, has filed a court brief supporting Telegram in a high-profile case with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
In a case that has riveted the crypto community, the SEC accuses Telegram of violating securities laws when it ran its $1.7 billion initial coin offering in 2018. In its filing, the industry association said that Telegram made sufficient efforts to meet the SEC's criteria, and that the regulator is now interfering with a contract between sophisticated private parties. The Blockchain Association says the regulator's court action could harm both Telegram's investors and the market in general, and the group repeated a long-standing complaint within the industry that for years the SEC has failed to provide clear and unambiguous guidance on how U.S. securities laws apply to the fast-developing crypto sector.
In the meantime, the SEC continues to bring new cases stemming from the wave of initial coin offerings known as ICOs that came out of the crypto industry in 2017 and 2018. The SEC on Tuesday accused Opry International, a blockchain-based business-to-business marketplace, of conducting a fraudulent sale of digital assets called OPP tokens, raising around $600,000 from about 200 investors in the U.S. and elsewhere. The SEC says the company failed to register the tokens with securities regulators, as it should have, but also that the firm falsely told investors that it had more than 6,000 verified providers ready to use the platform, when in fact, many of those were not contributing to the platform.
Square, the point-of-sale payments company headed by billionaire entrepreneur Jack Dorsey, is building a new software kit that crypto wallet and app developers can use to integrate payments made using the nascent Lightning Network. It's a notable move since Dorsey has been vocally supportive of the crypto industry, and the Lightning Network is seen as one of the most promising new technologies that might be able to help Bitcoin become competitive with other global payment systems. That's crucial since Bitcoin's processing capacity of up to 7 transactions per second is currently seen as an obstacle to its broader mainstream adoption as a method of payment, especially when compared with Visa's processing capacity of more than 20,000 transactions per second. The San Francisco-based company's Square Crypto Division announced its plan Tuesday without providing a release timeframe, but said that, quote, today's Lightning infrastructure is incomplete without features like these. Quote, for Bitcoin to become a widely used global currency, one that can't be stopped, tampered with, or rigged in anyone's favor, improvements to Bitcoin's user interface, security, privacy, and scaling are required, the group said.
Binance, one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges, says it has made an undisclosed investment in the Taiwanese startup Numbers, which is working to develop an open data framework that might be used to verify digital identities and trace products through their supply chain. Numbers has built an open-source mobile app that fingerprints data with information such as location, time, and more, meaning the data is verifiable and can be used by content creators for monetization.
And in our final story of today, we turn to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where one blockchain consortium says it can help meet goals for addressing climate change. Hyperledger, which includes global heavyweights like JPMorgan Chase, American Express, Deutsche Bank, Daimler, Intel, and IBM, says it has launched the Hyperledger Climate Action and Accounting Special Interest Group.
The new group aims to share findings on how distributed ledgers or decentralized computing networks can help governments and companies track air pollution and coordinate on solutions. Hyperledger's executive director, Brian Bellendorf, says, quote, "Innovation and the real-world impact of enterprise blockchain are top of mind."
And that's the news for today from Markets Daily. Join us again on Thursday for another episode. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to Markets Daily on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and just about any other place you'd like to listen. If you have a favorite news outlet you think should be included in our daily roundup, send us an email at podcast@coindesk.com. And thanks for listening.